All right. I'm sure I've got my participant screen up. Good. All right, the gang's all here. This is the Wednesday, August 5th, 2020 afternoon session of the Portland City Council. Carla, can you please call the roll?
Yes. Hardesty?
Here.
Udaly?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Wheeler?
Here. And now we will turn this over for legal counsel to give an abbreviated version of the council rules, please.
And Mayor, because we don't have any folks signed up to participate, we don't need to do that today.
Okay, good. Thanks. Very good. Then the disclaimer: under Portland City Code and state law, the City Council is holding this meeting electronically. All members of the council are attending remotely by video and teleconference. And the city has made several avenues available for the public to listen to the audio broadcast of this meeting. The meeting is available to the public on the city's YouTube channel, eGovPDX, www.portlandoregon.gov/video, and channel 30. The public can also provide written testimony to council by emailing the council clerk at cctestimony@portlandoregon.gov. The council is taking these steps as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and the need to limit in-person contact and to promote social distancing. The pandemic is an emergency that threatens the public health, safety, and welfare, which requires us to meet remotely by electronic communications. Thank you all for your patience, your flexibility, and your understanding as we manage through this difficult situation to do the city's business. Carla, we have one item today pertaining to the residential infill project, item 648, if you could please read that for us.
Mm-hmm. Amend the comprehensive plan map, zoning map, Title 33, planning and zoning, and Title 30, affordable housing, to revise the single dwelling residential designations and base zones.
Very good. And prior to each and every one of these hearings, we've all declared whether or not we have any conflicts of interest. I have indicated that I'm a renter, that I have no conflicts of interest. Does anybody else have any changes to their statements around conflict of interest?
Mayor, I have no changes to my statement.
Thanks, Commissioner. And I assume that's
no changes.
Good, thanks. None for Commissioner Fritz. Commissioner Daly, I assume you're in the same boat. Yes, I saw her say yes. Thanks. Good. Okay, just to help everybody reorient on the proposals, the intent of the residential infill project amendments is to allow for more housing and different kinds of housing in zones that currently only allow single dwelling units. The project now includes a bonus if you build affordable housing and connects to the Historic Resources Code Project update to help guide growth, specifically in the Albina neighborhood. We heard public testimony in January. We held two work sessions to more fully develop amendments to the proposed draft of the residential infill project based on the testimony that we heard. We then heard additional public testimony on the amendments last month. We voted to move all six of the amendments into the final proposal back on July 9th. Today, we're going to be voting on the as amended residential infill project ordinance findings and other supporting exhibits to reflect decisions made by the City Council back on July 9th. And to remind people, we will then be voting to move this to second reading. So this is not our final vote today. And could we get a confirmation, please, from Lindley's here today that is the correct process as I described it?
Yes. Morgan Tracy from BPS is going to walk you through the amended documents that reflect the changes you made on July 9th. You will move those, vote on those amendments to the ordinance and package, and then have the final vote at a subsequent hearing.
Very good. All right. Thank you. And with that, then we'll turn it over to BPS Project Manager Morgan Tracy. She's here to walk us through today's agenda specifically. Morgan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor. Thank you. And thank you, members of City Council. We have a pretty short agenda for you today. Based on the decisions that Council made at your July 9th hearing, Staff has incorporated the changes you approved to the residential infill project proposals. Therefore, today you will be voting on the as amended package. Afterwards, I'll describe our next steps. So this as amended package includes several items. The first is an updated ordinance that adds Title 30 changes needed to implement the deeper affordability bonus. This ordinance also specifies two effective dates. The first set of changes are related to Senate Bill 534, which is already in effect at the state. So these changes will become effective in the regular 30-day period. The remainder of the changes, including allowing additional types of housing and imposing caps on floor area, will go into effect on August 1st, 2021, to provide time for the Bureaus of Development Services and the Bureau of Housing to prepare to implement the new regulations, as well as allow time for the city to complete the state's acknowledgement process. Exhibit A are the amended findings that have also been updated to reflect the recently passed amendments and testimony you heard. Exhibit B includes amended volumes 1 through 3 of the project report, which includes the staff report, the code and commentary, and supporting appendices. I want to highlight that due to an editing error, a term that was approved in your amendments from July 9th was inadvertently omitted from this Exhibit B. The change adds the words, quote, adjusted lot to the definition of lot lines, and this will be corrected in the final documents. Next is Exhibit C, the comp plan map changes. And lastly are Exhibits D and E, which are the zoning map changes, which now reflect the map changes that occurred with the 82nd Avenue project. And with that, I'll turn it back to you, Mayor, to continue with the proceedings.
Thank you, Morgan. I appreciate it. I'll introduce the as amended package as a single item. As staff described, this package includes the amended ordinance and exhibits, including the amended code commentary and revised maps. I'll seek a motion to approve the residential infill project as amended package and a second, and then we'll vote on whether to pass to second reading. We'll have our final comments on the residential infill project when we have our final vote on August 12th. And then at the end of the meeting, I'll ask Morgan to come back and summarize the next steps. But for right now, I'll entertain a motion and a second on the as amended package.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Hardesty, a second from Commissioner Udaley.
And Mayor, I'm sorry.
Please, go ahead.
This is Lindley Reese. I just would like to confirm that the motion and second include the very minor change that Morgan identified in Exhibit B, Volume 2, please.
The motion does include that.
Very good. So we have a motion. We have a second. Lindley, does that meet your legal muster?
It does indeed. Thank you.
Perfect. Very good. Any further discussion? Please call the roll.
Wait. Oh.
Sorry. Commissioner Daly.
Sorry. I wanted to read a statement, and I think this is the moment that I am supposed to do that, Mayor.
You can do it now. Yeah, that'd be great. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor. Today is an important milestone for the city, and before we get to the vote on the residential infill project, I'm excited to announce a couple items that I care deeply about and believe will be pivotal in keeping anti-displacement as a primary focus of our housing policies moving forward. First, I'm happy to announce the creation of the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability's Anti-Displacement Task Force that will be seated and ready to begin its work in September. My office participated in a year-long cohort with Policy Link that shared strategies and policies of anti-displacement with other cities in the country. One of the outcomes of that work was a collaboration with the mayor and city bureaus to fund and create this new task force. I'm proud to have been a part of that, and I look forward to the mayor sharing more details about who will be involved with the task force and what their work plan will entail during its official kickoff hearing in September. Second, I'm also excited to announce that the mayor and I have reached an agreement about the development of an anti-displacement policy that my office has been working on for the last 3 years. To address inequality, we need to address the racial wealth gap. Housing is a human right, but it's also historically been a barrier to creating intergenerational wealth. RIP looks to create lower home prices, but that won't help renters who can't afford new construction, and it also might incentivize the displacement of tenants in older, naturally occurring affordable properties. During my entire term in office, I've been working with community partners on creating a tenant opportunity to purchase policy in Portland. This policy would give renters the right of first refusal when the home they're living in goes up for sale. Done right, it can create an opportunity for home ownership or cooperative ownership for renters by creating a way for them to buy the home they live in. Over the years, we've done a lot of research and created various draft frameworks of the policy. However, what we have heard from our partners is that there's still more work and outreach to do to ensure the policy centers BIPOC renters. Therefore, we will be bringing forward a resolution alongside the kickoff for the Anti-Displacement Task Force in September that will outline our process and will solidify a commitment from the mayor to provide Bureau resources to bring forward a fully vetted policy proposal for the council to consider. To be clear, that work has already begun, but the resolution in September will allow us to share our commitments and timelines. I'm grateful to the mayor for the offer of Bureau resources and for alleviating some of my concerns about the potential unintended consequences of this zoning code reform. With these two announcements, I'm ready to move forward with the next steps on the residential infill project.
Thank you, Commissioner Udaly. I appreciate the partnership between our offices, our conversations about housing and tenant policy, and the many ways that we'll be able to weave together our Bureau's smart growth efforts. During my briefing with the city's Bureau's developers, community-based organizations, and residents, I hear the need for the city continue to play a role to help connect housing to those earning less than the area median income, those who identify as Black, Indigenous, and people of color, and people with disabilities in our community. I appreciate the work your office is doing, along with the Community Alliance of Tenants, the Portland African American Leadership Forum, Living Cully, the Asian Pacific American Network of Oregon, and the Right to the City, who have communicated interest in exploring whether and how a tenant opportunity to purchase policy could work here in the city of Portland. I've heard the need to explore tenant-led solutions from community partners. The city's COVID-19 equity toolkit and our unanimous vote in support of the May 20th resilience resolution confirmed this very direction. I appreciate, Commissioner Udaly, your leadership in speaking with tenants and tenant-led organizations to identify whether and how to support the creation of a first right to purchase for tenants to buy the building that they call home if and when that building owner signals intent or interest to sell, or in the event of a foreclosure. I have, as you just described, authorized and directed my bureaus to provide sufficient staff resources to provide technical assistance to these tenant-led conversations. And I look forward to continuing to work with you, Commissioner Udaly, our colleagues, and our tenant-led organizations on whether the first right of purchase policy makes sense for the city of Portland. So thank you for that partnership. So we have a motion on the table. We have a second. And this is, again, the residential infill project as amended. Carla, can you please call the roll?
Hardesty.
Aye.
Udaly.
I want to thank all the staff and community work that have gotten us to this point, and I look forward to our final vote. I vote aye.
Fritz.
I'll make my comments next week. No.
Wheeler.
Aye. All right, very good. Before concluding, I'd like to thank my fellow commissioners, staff, and community advocates for all the work that's gotten us to this point. The motion has passed. I look forward to saying more along with my colleagues about the residential infill project when it comes back to us for a final vote. Morgan, can you come back and go over the next steps for us, please?
Thank you. That's great. We will be returning to council on August 12th, so a week from today, at 9:45 a.m. time certain for the second reading and a final vote on the residential infill project. After that vote, staff will begin working on implementation. As I mentioned previously, the effective date for the first set of adopted regulations to come into effect would be September 11th, 2020. These are the rules that implement Senate Bill 534. The remainder of the adopted package, including expansion of housing types and limits on building scale, would come into effect on August 1st, 2021. And that's it for today.
Very good. And Morgan, I understand that you will not be joining us for the second reading on August 12th. So I do want to take this opportunity to express our sincere appreciation for your incredible work and leadership throughout this project. You've become a fixture. What started as a simple project evolved into a comprehensive and truly robust response for providing more housing choices for Portlanders in more places. This is in large part due to your leadership and your capacity to listen to community members and to think creatively about how to respond to their needs. During the 5 years working on this project, it's my understanding that you managed 26-member advisory committee. You managed numerous contracts. You produced no fewer than 8 drafts of the proposal by my count. You executed a strong engagement process that drew out thousands of community members over the last 5 years. You participated, to my count, in at least 10 planning commission meetings. You sent the largest Measure 56 public notice in the history of Oregon. You coordinated with all of our service bureaus. You responded competently and transparently to media requests. And you wrote 275 pages of findings to ensure that this project is advancing the goals of the comprehensive plan. And of course, you've come to the City Council twice, once with the concept report, and now with the final ordinance adoption. It's been a truly long road. We know you didn't do this alone, and that many others have contributed in important ways to this effort. But in my opinion, you were really the guide that kept this project going in the right direction. We all here ask a lot of our staffs, and you've delivered the project with openness, professionalism, patience, and just as importantly, humor. It's been a joy for all of us to be able to work with you. On behalf of all of us here on the Portland City Council, thank you. Thank you for all you've done. Thank you for your considerable efforts to move this city forward. So I see some hands raised, Commissioner Daly, then Commissioner Fritz. Commissioner Fritz.
I hadn't raised my hand, but is Morgan leaving us? Or just not coming?
I'm going on vacation next week.
Oh, okay. I was expecting a retirement announcement. Okay, well, enjoy your vacation. Be safe out there.
He will, and I'll tell you what he's not going to be thinking about while he's on vacation. Commissioner Fritz.
So I was, thank you, Mayor. I was just reflecting that maybe we should delay the vote until Morgan can get back, but I'm pretty sure they would rather not. So I also wanted to thank Morgan and his team. It's a testimony that while I have a respectful disagreement, I still have the utmost respect for Morgan and his team. And I very much appreciate all of the time that they've spent with Claire Adamczyk, Tim Crail, and me, explaining things, walking me through, making sure I knew exactly why I don't support stuff. So thank you very much for your professionalism and your skill in guiding this project and responding to community members as well. I know that you've done that as well. So thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner. That concludes our residential infill project item for today. Commissioner Hardesty, go ahead.
Hi there. Remember me? I also wanted to just add my appreciation as someone who came in the middle of this project. I always felt like I had excellent information. Any questions I had were answered. And Joe Zender, I just want to say you are also just an incredibly valuable resource in the city of Portland. I don't know how you've been able to keep your head so low all this time at the city, but the work that was done, especially, I still refer constantly to the report that you put together in the middle of this project that really centered the racial history of housing in Portland and why we got there and how we got there and what our commitment is to the future. And so remarkable work and remarkable patience to continue to answer questions that I'm sure you had answered 500 times before I asked. So I appreciate the whole team and can't wait to vote to get this thing implemented. Thank you. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner Hardesty. So we will continue this conversation then on August 12th at 9:45 a.m. time certain. Is that the correct time and date, Carla?
That is, Mayor.
Okay, August 12th, 9:45 a.m. time certain. Be there. And with that, colleagues, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.